Okay, we're on Mem Beis Amud Beis. Okay, so it says Ksiv. We're about like 12 lines up from the bottom, or maybe 15. Ksiv Chetz. It says Chetz. So this is, we're still talking about Goliath. Chaniso. It was Chetz. Sounds like it was an arrow, or it was his spear was a Chetz. The Karinan ate Chaniso, and we read it that it was an eight. It was wooden, his spear. I mean, maybe had a wooden shaft. Okay, but so the question is, what's this? Why is he changing the way we refer to the same thing? As we've seen this before, right? Why do we call the same thing two different things? So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, Adayin lo higanu, right? So there's an allusion. Really, it was made of wood. We're trying to tell you something. Adayin lo higanu, we didn't arrive lechetzi shivcho, to half of the praises. Shall oiso Rosha, of that Rosha. Meaning, we're talking about how mighty he was, and we only expressed half of his might. Really, he was twice as mighty. Yes, exactly. Two stories. Yes. Yeah, Mikan. Sh'oso, so we see from here, yeah, this from this Psukim, Sh'oso L'saper is also to tell over B'shivchon, Beis is a prefix, Shevach, right? Shevach is like a praise, Shivchan, and the their praises, Shel Rashoim, of the evil people. Okay, but says the Gemara then, in fact, if this is an issue, right, we don't want to say positive things about evil people, yeah, V'lo liftach beklal, right? V'lo liftach, don't open with him at all. I mean, let's not speak about him. So answers the Gemara, L'odui, in order to inform us, Shivchei, the greatness of David. David Amalek was able to defeat such a mighty warrior, so that's why we had to say that it wasn't easy, it wasn't a pushover.
It wasn't a shining greatness of God's oracle.
Well, true, but it's both. You need to, right, true. To be a shliach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to be great. But sometimes being great is by making yourself small, to allow Hashem to come through. But whatever, it's still great in this world, because this world is crazy. It's not so easy to connect to Hashem. Okay, Bnei Amon, ba'u b'nitzchoinu shel shovach. Here we go. We get to the sons of Amon. This right, the nation of Amon. They came, they hung their victory with the victory of shovach. He was their man. V'goyma. So k'siv shovach. It says Shovach, same thing, similar thing, right? It says one place it calls him Shovach, Ksiv Shofach, and in another place it calls him Shofach. So, what is his real name? Yeah, I think maybe Shofach is in Divrei Yomim. A lot of the times in the Navi, right? We have ever said this again, right? In the first, it was related over in the storyline of Navi, and then in the Chronicles in the Divrei Yomim, it's said over again. Sometimes there's changes. So again, Rav Shmuel. Chad Omar, one says Shofach Shemoy. His name was actually Shofach. Okay. V'lama nikur Shemoy Shofach. And why did we call him Shofach? So answer the Gemara. Osui k'Shofach. That he's made. Shin is a prefix. That he's made. K'Shofach. Chof is like. A Shofach is a bird's coop. But it's a tall building, right? But birds like to be high up. So he was very tall. Yeah, very tall, like tall, like a book. Okay, the Chadama, and one says, yeah, Shovach Shemo. His actual name was Shovach. But Lamech Nikro Shemo Shofach. And why did they call him Shofach? Yeah, Shekol Haroya Oisoi, that everybody who sees him is Nishbach. Oh, so that he pours out. Now, this is not excrement over here, this is actually blood. Right, Nishbach, yeah, Lefonov, before him, Kikiton, like a flask. Kiton is normally a flask, normally it's a flask of water, but in this case it's a flask of blood. Meaning basically he just kills people gruesomely. Okay. Aspa, good morning, Israel. Aspa, sorry, now you should know this. Now these psukim over here, we're going on a sidetrack over here. So Rashi points out that this is talking about the warriors of Nebuchadnezzar, which was a quite a long time later. right? This was around the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So that was like, you know, 600 years later or something, 500 years later. So now, but why we bring it over here? Because we're going to argue about Rav and Shmuel, which had the previous argument, are basically also going to have an argument with regards to some kind of like generals, some warriors, and we'll see. Now, it says Ashbasoi. Right, so Ashbasoi normally is garbage, but a lot of times it also means that it can mean a quiver as well. I think we're going to see. So Ashbas, a quiver, a bow, a quiver and arrow. Yeah, Ashba, but over here it sounds like it's more like garbage, though, I think, in context. Ashbaso, and its Ashbaso was like a grave, an open grave. Kulam Giborim. All of them were mighty. You're going to get the context now, well, we're going to explain it, because Rav Shmuel, the Imri La, Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi. Some people say it was Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi. Chadamar, so now we're going to focus on the Ashbaso over here. Bishar, in the time, Shazorkin, the shin is a prefix. Shazorkin, that they throw. Chates, an arrow, right? Like an arrow as in bow and arrow. Oisin, they make ashpasos, heaps, many heaps, right? Body heaps, corpses, yeah. Shel chololim, right? Of corpses. Chololim means right? Dead people. Fine. So that's basically what we're saying. So basically, they killed loads of people. But that's the Ashbasol, piles of corpses. And perhaps you're going to say, Shumnim Bekerev. These people in his army, the shid is a prefix. Umnim means like an uman, right? A craftsman. They were craftsmen of war. Krav means war, but Bekerev in war. Right? So perhaps you're going to say there were particularly skilled fighters. But Tamaloma, Kulam Giborim. No, they were just mighty. They were just like giants. Or whatever, they were just, you know, they could just use the brute strength, no brains, and just like kill loads of people. Right, Bukharama, another one says a different explanation of what Ashbasoi means, right? Bashar is referring to the people, this is a descriptive of people, of how amazing they were. Well, not amazing, but Bashar Shoisin, Shin is a prefix, Shoisin, that they do, Sorchehen. So okay, it means their needs. They need. I need to go to the bathroom right now, right? When they do the needs, yeah. Oisin, they make ashpasos, heaps, piles of shelzevel, of excrement, manure, right? So this is right. The shema. So now, this is the question: is this scared? Do you feel scared of them, or do you feel sorry for them? So this was going to say over here, because v'shema toimar, perhaps you're going to say, yeah, mipnei, because, meaning they're going to the bathroom making so much manure, yeah, the shin is a prefix.
Can you get back?
Yes.
What
was twice? Yes, it just means many. Yeah, aspasar, yeah.
A lot of,
for emphasis.
I'm not very efficient. Piles and piles.
Very good. Yes. Oh, v'shema, a person may look at v'shema toima. Perhaps a person would say mitnei because shecholi ma'ayim. They're sick in their innards. In their, right, they've got a problem with their intestines. Yeah, hey. Ma'ayim, yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay, Talmud Loimar, right? Comes the Pesuk can tell you, Kulam Giborim. No, because they were so mighty. It wasn't they were sick. They were mighty. They had to go to the toilet so much. I suppose they ate absolutely loads to give them energy to and full capacity to kill people. Okay, now, so this is important. Now, a bit of advice now from the Gemara. Amar Rav Mari, says Rav Mari, Shmamina, you hear from this Gemara. Yeah, meaning from the Habamina that we thought maybe these people were sick because they're going to the bathroom so much. Yeah, high man, to nafish zivle, that person, dalid is a prefix, nafish means that he has much, many, zivle, manure, or meaning excrement, he means he needs to go to the bathroom all the time and it's producing more than the normal person. Yeah, it's cholim ayim, this is a, he's got sick intestines too. Okay, very good. So as Gil just body language said, l'may nafkamina, it's like kind of who cares, right? So no, litzrach menafshe. A person should litzrach means like to burden himself, means to work to menafshe in himself to go and seek help from a doctor. Go and see somebody who's going to help you to deal with this problem. No, this is us. No, this. No, we just. We, yeah, this is for Jewish people.
If you have the right,
go to the doctor. Now, a related Gemara, because now we just mentioned that Rashi. I don't know if Rashi speaks this out, but it's quite clear. We just mentioned the machlokas between Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi, according to.
Well, no, this is the beginning of Masada.
Rav Ami Rav Asi. Oh, here's a bit therapeutic over here now. Chad Omar. Thank you. Dagger Belav Ish. Right. Worry in the believe in the heart of a person. Yashchena. So Yashchena means to quash it, to squish it, to ignore it. That's one approach. To squash it. Like, what, how about you interpret that? Because we're going to say two different shatim anyway.
Because it says,
I didn't look at the rest of the pasuk. Interesting. I need to look at it right now. Rebbe Ami v'Rebbe Asi. Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi says, Chad Amar, Yasichena Midaito. One says, Lashon Hesechadas. Right? You're supposed to just like forget about it. Come to Kinyan Masechta and forget your worries. Sorry. Well, do something that's going to take your mind off things. You know what I mean? Sometimes if you worry, if you focus on it, it's just going to destroy you. So worry, you should just forget about it. That's one approach. You should tell it to other people. A friend, a therapist.
They're coming from different roots, right? Because you see is to speak.
Yes.
And sach is from sach and sweet. Is that
the word? No, sach is not sweet. Sach is hesek adas.
Hesed, right.
Hesed Hadass, yeah, it's in words.
Yeah.
Schito was the chof, not ches. It was a ches, yeah. I think Hesed Hadass is another Hesed, yeah. Okay. So, right, but they're both kind of changing the shin into a sin, and a sin samach, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, normally it says Hesed Hadass is with a sin. You're right, though, it is with a sin. If you see it written in the Gemara, yeah?
Right.
What's that?
Fucking is the sin.
Yeah.
Fucking is the sin.
Hesek was also. Samach. That's what I meant. Sorry. Yes. I correct. I was not listening to what I was saying. I was Masich Das from my. What was coming out of my mouth. Yeah, yes. Okay. Should we stop? Let's stop here because.